This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, my loves. Welcome to the Give Them La La bonus episode. We got into the AMAs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, happy first Monday of the month.
Happy first Monday of the month. It's the first of the month.
I love that you know that.
Same.
I was obsessed with Bone Thugs and Harmony.
And who wasn't? So you guys know, this is when we recap an OG episode of Vanderpump Rules. So Jessica asked you guys what episode you wanted us to break down. And of course you chose, it's not about the poster. So I rewatched it. Okay, that was a wild.
How were you feeling? Because there are a lot of things that you were doing then that you would never do now. I was shook. Not my boss. That is not my boss.
And you have said that you don't go back and watch episodes that you've been drinking in. So how was it going back and
watch? It's all a big trigger. To be sitting up at this restaurant being like, I'm going to have a vodka soda. What? Come again?
Double.
What is going on? It was so triggering. And why is my voice so different back then than it is now?
And you look like a baby, too. It's
like an octave higher or something.
Yeah, mine was too, though. Okay, if you can imagine that.
No. Number one, it was triggering because I just was annoyed at my own self. I was just like, this person is very young and stupid. Clearly. I was triggered by the drinking. James is a dick.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the OGs. And Jax Taylor is a fool. That's what I gathered.
I didn't realize how Kelsey came about. I thought Kelsey, I know we'll get into it, but I thought Kelsey was his therapist to begin with. I didn't realize she was a Reiki healer that he then decided to hire. And the things he said, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No good. No good all around.
You look, you look like a baby. You have that, like, baby face.
I think I was, like, 26, I used to say once you hit 25, I feel like your frontal lobe is formed and you can go out into the world and kill it. Honestly, I changed my mind. I think a solid 30. Until you hit 30, you're a child.
Yeah.
And for men, I think it's like 45.
No, yeah.
For men, it's like 65.
Yeah, right? Yeah. For men, they never reach the actual age of being mature individuals.
Sorry.
Agree. No, I agree. But then you guys kind of, we don't know what to do. You guys throw us through loops, so
that's
we don't
true.
Know which way to mature.
Not really, though. Not really. it's pretty freaking easy. And you make it difficult, and then look at us and think, I wonder why she's gone insane. Maybe because you're an asshole. You know? You're insensitive.
We just need to be 45. Just wait. Give us time.
You'd all need to kind of just disappear, actually.
Well, that wouldn't go well for the...
I got interviewed. At the premiere party. And I was like, you know, it's actually a really great time for chicks, you know, because we just keep elevating. Mm-hmm. We become more powerful. It was about me, like, going in and thinking about having a baby on my own. And I was like, and the men just keep getting more bottom of the barrel. Like, they keep getting shittier while we keep getting better. And there will be a day where we have no use for you anymore. Literally.
I just said that to Kyle. I said, we can make fake meat. You don't think we can make fake sperm? That's coming. Not fake, but like... engineered sperm.
No,
I gotta say, at the end of the day, I don't want to live. This is gonna be so fucked up of me to say. I don't want to live in a world with no men.
You guys would hate
it. I don't either. Mm. I don't either.
Yeah.
Careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
That's very
and if
true.
You get it,
that's very true. Yeah. I think about all the things I wished for in the past, and I'm like, wow, I got exactly what I wanted, but in a very different way than I thought I'd get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I wanted it the way I got it.
Anyway,
hey, shout out the men still, all right?
Yeah,
no, I love the man's. I love a man's tall, dark, and handsome. Mm-hmm. Lick me from head to toe.
Moving on.
Give me all the things. For real. I know it seems like I'm a man hater. I am a man lover. There's just other
things.
You
love them so much, you hate them.
No, that's actually not true. I don't hate them at all. I smell bullshit from a mile away, but I love the mans.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think of every dude that I've ever dated, and there's not, there's literally, whatever, every single one who I claim has been great.
Yeah.
It's just the timing's off. Mm-hmm. Like, you did X, Y, and Z, but, like, I also did X, Y, and Z, and it's because you were young, and it's because I was maybe immature and a little insecure, you know? Mm-hmm. But all the dudes that I've been involved with,
top notch.
Primo. Top notch and grade A meat. Let me tell you what.
Grade A meat.
What did you guys think of the episode? Did we get a lot of comments?
Lots of comments. A lot of the same questions, which I'm excited to dive into. I loved the episode. I loved seeing the OGs. It was so weird to see you, like, drinking. Honestly, just the drinking was weird because everything else was pretty spot on. You, like, standing up for yourself, the what you said to James at the bar where you're like, I need a friendship where I can feel safe. I'm like, oh, there she is. Yes, that's right. Can I be safe in this friendship? And he was like, yes. It's like, there you were. The only thing that was weird is he said some asshole things and then you didn't immediately jump down his throat. I was shocked.
What did he say again?
Well, he
said, keep in mind, I have my baby, and she decided to, I was trying to watch on my phone. She decided to sit down next to me, and she, you know, she's a sponge, so I couldn't watch the entire episode. But clearly, I was there. If you remind me what this episode entailed, because season six, you guys, season six was the season that I came in and earned my place.
Keep. Yeah. It seemed like that, too, the way the OGs were even talking.
Yeah, yeah, it was like season four was rough. Season five was even rougher. Season six is where I came in and I finally felt like, okay, I found my footing. I've earned my place here. And I had a really great season. And that's when the audience kind of shifted their mindset about me as well.
Perspective on you.
You say that. So here's my question. You said you earned your place season six. Mentally, did you feel like it was one of the tougher seasons for you? Or did you feel empowered and like, because
no, I felt very empowered. I felt like I could finally talk about the relationship that I was in at the time. I felt like people were starting to accept me and they had kind of owned their wrongdoing and having us not really ever connect. No, it was a great season. Obviously, then you cut to like season 10 where I'm really hitting different and season 6 is like whatever. Still a drunk. But I loved filming season six.
So James at the table said some, and I know we'll break this down however you want, but you asked me. He said some shit that I'm going to see what I want to leave out. He said, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, the person you were dating at the time, he said, is just going to be done with you and on to the next.
I mean, is he a psychic?
Spot on, mate. Spot on.
Is he a psychic?
I think he was talking out of his ass, and the shit it stuck.
But you didn't jump down his throat at the moment. You were like this. You were like, what is going on?
And that's I was a little confused by what he was saying.
Yeah.
And I didn't immediately jump down his throat. I'm actually thrilled that he spoke that into the atmosphere, because that was the first time I felt that we started manifesting getting rid of this person at some point in time.
Right.
You know, he manifested a new young blonde. Great. Love it. Probably didn't love hearing it at the time, but it was like James Kennedy started manifesting that so that I could be done and come into my own at some point. So I'm actually very grateful that he spoke that into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew James, and it was like, okay, you've been drinking and I'm not going to jump down your throat immediately. I'm going to take a beat and kind of like regroup, say what I need to say, and then I need to make an exit, because right now this is where Lala could get physical with you. When I was a drinker, it was unpredictable behavior. I have never, that I can recall, gotten physical with someone in my right frame of mind. But Lala, when she's drinking, could absolutely see rage and just like attack you.
Really?
And I'm skinny and scrappy as fuck.
You got those nails, too.
And I got the nails. And I'm quick.
Yeah.
Like a little hyena.
Yeah.
Great.
Like, I'm swinging and then bolting.
Oh, okay. So you're, and then out.
I'm KOing your fucking ass. That's what's happening.
Coward.
All right?
Coward is what we call it.
It's not a coward. I can remember one time I got physical with someone, and it was scary for them.
Mm. Oh, scary for them.
Yes, it was a man.
Wow.
And he was terrified of me. And then I got thrown into the backseat of a truck as the cops rolled in, and I never went back to that place.
No way.
Ever.
But you were drunk.
Did I ever hear this story?
Wasted.
Wasted. On that note, were you with Easton? Can you ask this? Because you were talking about this in the car about her drinking, and you were like,
oh, yeah. I was very surprised because I was asking how you hold your shit together. I would have no idea that you were.
Were you wasted? Drinking.
Yeah. Oh, like, how?
Beyond.
At the table with James. And yes. Logan.
So, first shots at the table or no?
No, we always pre-gamed. And fun fact, you know how it shows that I leave?
Yeah.
I don't leave. They wrap up filming. We go next door to this bar called The Dime and get fucked
you
up.
You and James and Logan.
Yeah.
So you guys made
up. We worked it out. Yeah. Before I even left.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you were fucked up, though, and they didn't, you know.
I wouldn't say, here's the thing. You know when I'm fucked up, okay? Very fucked up. Same season where I'm at Peter's birthday party, and I'm screaming at Sheena, and it's when Schwartzy calls Sheena a bootleg Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, enough! I'm done. Like, that's, oh, we started early. We started, like, this morning. That was a this morning drink.
I want to clip that and just text that to so many people that, enough, I am done. I've had it.
Yeah. I'm going to start using that when you and mom pop off.
Yeah, text them that.
I'm not kidding
I'm going to start texting that to my mom
no,
every other
gnarly.
Day.
No, it's gnarly. That's effed up, Lala.
Okay.
The
still
one.
It still looked like you had your shit together, though.
Well, it looked like you were angry.
It was the pitch of my voice that you could tell. She's a little drunky. But where I was in that scene with James about the pasta, that was like, we were pretty lit, but we weren't like, we're going to be blackout pretty soon.
Right. Right. That.
When you went over to the diamond? Is that what it was
and
called?
You got
the dime.
Blackout.
The dime.
The dime. Oh, no. I'm sure that night we probably went to like Sir and continued the party.
Okay, let me ask you, do you remember when you watch these scenes, do you remember them? Like, you can feel what you felt in that moment, or are you like, I don't even remember.
I remember walking
this.
In that door.
Yeah, I remember.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. It was very rare that I ever blacked out because I usually ended up puking before I blacked out.
Really?
I never, yeah. I'm not a big blackout guy. I think it's be family, maybe.
Yeah, I like never, I can't think of.
I've blacked out like
really
once.
Any time that I blacked out because I get very sick before I can black out.
Oh, you mean because you get sick, you can't black out because you're getting
stop,
rid of the...
Yeah, yeah, well, I have to stop drinking. It's like, we're done. We're vomiting now.
And my body gets tired before my mind. Know how it's usually your mind goes to bed and your body keeps going.
No, that was not me ever.
No.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
I want to know what some of the questions are.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good ones. Okay, this is a very common one, and I want you to put this to rest because you were asked this on the tour as well when we did the Give Them Lala tour. Is pasta code for anything? Legit question. Was there a secret meaning for pasta?
You guys, so many people asked me, like, they thought for so long that I did all of Raquel's cocaine.
They thought it was like a secret code word for cocaine.
They were like, pasta's blow. They're upset because Lala did all of Raquel and James's blow. And I'm like, what?
No, right?
I wrote about this in my book. Okay. Producers wanted something else brought up. I did not feel comfortable about bringing that up. So what did I do? I tried to just say something to kind of steer in a different direction, which was we ate all of Raquel's pasta and she didn't give us permission. And I thought we were going to laugh it off and something else was, you know, we were going to change the trajectory of the conversation away from where they wanted it to go.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel right about having it go where they wanted it to go. And it went in an even more chaotic and better direction.
It was a better direction. So you brought, James didn't know you were going to talk about pasta.
Here's the thing. I smoked an entire blunt and mm-hmm. Raquel was working and said, you can have some of my food while I'm working. And I ate it all. I was camped outside on this. It used to be, there's like tables there now, but it used to be where it was just benches and tiny little tables.
Mm-hmm.
And she was popping in and out and taking bites. And I'm here stoned as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I just ate the whole thing.
Okay, well, that leads us
into... It was pasta.
That leads us into this. So it was pasta. It wasn't cocaine.
Let me be very clear. I've never done cocaine in my entire life.
Okay.
I have smoked weed. And I did mushrooms one time when I first moved out to LA. It was freaking awesome. I stared at a tree for a few hours and sobbed. Because I was like, it's breathing. And it's making it so I can breathe. And it had lights wrapped around, not like the exterior, but you know when they wrap like the trunk?
Yes.
And it was like icy blue. And I was, and then this guy popped up behind it and he was like, ooh. And then he moved and I go, no, go back. And he sat there like this.
Was
the whole
he
time.
Real?
He was real.
Oh,
I think he was real.
Where
I
was
think
this?
He was real.
Plot twist, he was not. He did not exist.
Right. I was about to say, was he also on these shrooms?
No, it was with me and Danny, and we ate an edible and took shrooms. It was at our friend Eli's house, and it was awesome.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing like a good edible.
Yeah, and we were, like, in swimsuits all day and having drinks, and it was just, like, not a care in the world. Like, what do we have to deal with? What, we got bills to pay and rent, but that ain't today, bitch, so we're vibing.
That's so fun.
So fun. I didn't have a child to wake me up. I didn't have to worry about thinking about getting people into schools or dance class at 3. It was just like, let's get fucked up because we ain't gotta work tonight.
It's a different kind of fun nowadays, but yes.
The kind of fun that they say is fun and it isn't fun. Like, it's just a new kind of fun. I'm like, it's not a new kind of fun. It's called It's Just Not Fun Anymore.
Thank you for keeping that honest, because every moms will be like, it's a new kind of fun. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, it doesn't seem like it.
Fuck off. Yeah. It ain't fun no more.
We
have responsibilities.
Yeah.
And it's not that fun. Is it great that I can be like, pack up, I'm going to take everyone on like a fantastic vacation? Yes, but it's just not the way it used to be.
Right.
Okay. Way more fun packing my shit to go with some rich fucking guy who I didn't need to sleep with, by the way. Way more fun. Okay?
Yeah.
Because he's got the responsibilities.
Right.
He's got to go figure out how to pay for it all, not me.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm going back to Olympic and Hauser after this, baby. $900 a month in rent.
That's amazing. For two people?
It was $900 each.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for two bedrooms.
Yeah, two bedrooms, can two baths.
And anyone who hears that and is like, that's pretty pricey. LA prices are a shit show.
Yeah, it is a shit show.
That leads us into, because you said, you know, you ate her pasta, a lot of questions saying, was Raquel just as upset about the pasta?
Raquel was stoned and drunk too.
She was? Didn't care.
It was a night at Sir, you guys. Right. No one cared about anything. And guess what? We eat for free.
Yeah.
Raquel didn't even remember that she ordered pasta, okay? We were all just having a good time. But I understood where James was coming from. He's like, this is symbolic to you bully my girlfriend because you don't like her. And we didn't like her.
Yeah.
We tolerated her. But can I tell you, Raquel would come over in 6-inch heels and mini skirts to my apartment just to like chill. And I was very kind, okay? I gave her cozy sweatpants. They were usually floods on her because her legs went to the sky. I gave her blankies. Like, I made her comfortable, okay? Even though I didn't dig her that much, I...
still
treated
cared.
Her kindly
mm-hmm.
until it just got to be hard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
I do wonder why.
Very sweet how James defended her.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of...
I wonder how he feels looking back on that episode.
We both took an L in the scene if we flash forward to... But again, he manifested for me.
He
so
did.
I was
going to
say, it's not an L for you.
No.
Very big W.
Oh, I stay winning. I don't know how that happens.
It's pretty
even
amazing.
When you think I took the L, I'm like, no, give it a minute. Score's not settled yet. And then I always come out winning. It's wild.
If you want to get
wild.
It is fucking wild.
How many people are going to hate me right now?
I don't
on this
think
podcast?
At all.
They're going to be like, this woman is annoying.
You know, that's what the bonus episodes are for. It's for special shit like this.
To toot my horn?
Yes.
My horn.
A lot of people, what kind of pasta was it? Was it angel hair? Was it...
No, it was like they're like snow pea pasta. So it was like a yummy, like butter, like a buttery
bow tie, though,
sauce.
But like noodles.
What's
fettuccine?
A thick noodle?
What's the thick noodle that's long like spaghetti, but
fettuccine.
Not?
It's a fettuccine noodle.
Yeah, but it wasn't an Alfredo, though.
No, but fettuccine
like Alfredo.
Is the noodle. It's
no, but it wasn't fettuccine Alfredo.
No.
It was not. It was just fettuccine with
was
a different sauce.
I
know what you mean, but most people are like, they think fettuccine and they're
Alfredo.
Like, oh, it's Alfredo sauce.
Right.
You think spaghetti, you think a red sauce.
True.
No.
Oh, okay. I hear
like
you.
Like a buttery sauce.
That sounds delicious.
It was
they got good
fantastic.
Food, but I only get down with Alfredo sauce, so.
You do love a cream to the face.
Find me between her legs.
By the way, me too, though. Like Schwartzy. Hates anything that's like creamy.
Oh, give me
and
some
he
good
hates
cream.
Mayo. And so when he messed up season 10, I wanted to say, you have to eat a Costco size tub
of
mayo.
Mayo.
And you can't take it home with you.
You have to do it
you have
right
to eat
here.
It in front of me.
I'm sick. I'm
and
sick.
I
and
love mayo
you.
And I couldn't do that.
He but, hates creamy stuff?
Yeah. I was like, I'm from Utah. Give me all the mayo ever.
All the mayo. Do you know that fettuccine Alfredo is not some addition Italy? It's like you.
It shouldn't be.
It's
it
an
sucks.
Americanized
it's not even good.
It's an Americanized. Yeah.
It's not.
No,
it
it's not
feels
good.
American
yeah.
as it gets.
Of course it does.
Give me like capers and like all of the like tomato sauce that is not from this.
Prego.
I'm sorry. I like fresh.
Yeah.
This is why I eat out though.
Yeah.
Because the home cooked takes too much time for me.
Right.
And I would rather just have someone else, a professional, do it.
Your mom's a good cook, though.
When she
We're,
gives her
Gigi's
shit.
A good cook. We're switching that up, right? When you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
every time Lisa cooks, I'm always upset she doesn't cook more.
That's true.
She's
same.
Really good. I don't know. I'm assume she's good. Anytime I've come
I'm
over...
I'm assuming she's good.
Just like, she's really good. I've never eaten a thing of hers in my life.
She's only made 3 things. So,
but yeah. I come over and it smells good.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of 3 pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
A lot of questions asking, Was this before this fight, before or after you and James hooked up? Do you remember?
What season did you guys
after.
Hook up?
It was after.
It was after.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Well, we made out a lot season four.
Mm-hmm.
Then we, the finale episode where I look like a drunk shih tzu.
That was my first episode watching
Easton.
Of you drinking.
Easton. Literally, it's the finale episode. I'm hammered, okay? I get invited by the skin of my teeth to Katie and Schwartz's engagement party. Okay, we're talking relatives have flown in. This is like real life, okay? And Kristen and Stassi, see this, you guys are seeing. My brother has no idea what I do.
Oh,
okay?
I don't know anything. Like I
okay, so I'm going to break this down, then we can move on. Kristen and Stassi, Katie and Schwartz's best friends, okay, get up to give a speech. And it takes a while. So I, in front of everybody, okay, everyone's listening.
I can hurry.
And I go, can we wrap this up? What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Weren't you hammered,
wasn't
though?
That
yeah.
On...
Wasted. And then it cuts to me because I just say it out of the blue and I don't think it was expected. So a camera cuts to me and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I go, and Ken is sitting next to me and Erica, and you can tell Erica is like, get me away from this girl. No, it was mortifying. And then I tried to steal Kristen Doty's black car because I was like, let's take the black car. I don't want to take that little Prius that I called.
Right. You know, this is a highly requested episode. It might have to be the one they all put in quotes like, can you wrap this up episode? It might have to be the next.
So that night anyway. Okay. We go to Sir for the after party, and I shove Kristen Doty to the ground. And I,
who?
And I, Kristen Doty. And I say to Stassi and Katie, and I go drunkenly, drunk shih tzu hair. I was like, here's the deal. If you want to be my friend, you can be my friend. If you don't want to be my friend, then suck my dick. As if I'm Dr. Dre. What?
Yeah.
Who talks like that?
Drunk shih tzu hair.
You.
I cannot imagine myself.
You were in a Tupac swimsuit. You were doing the damn thing.
I think we have to watch. This is all in the same episode.
All
this
might really mortifying.
No, baby.
Anyway.
You're funny.
Created yeah. You.
Wow.
So that's the first night. I went home with James. We had sex. Whatever. And then I want to say like a few months later, we were traveling a lot together. And we hooked up another time. But I was like kind of like he was with Raquel and I was like whatever.
But you guys never hooked up when he was like talking to Raquel.
No, they were they were together, and like I technically could not be together with my person because he was married. Mm-hmm. We later find out, right? So like you can't cheat on a married person.
No,
just, you can't. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just James. Like I was sleeping with a bunch of fucking hotties.
Good for you.
As I should have.
So
you know,
as you should have.
So proud of.
Thank God you didn't say no to them back then. You know, wouldn't you regret it nowadays? Those hotties?
Oh, are you joking?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's a few that I could have creeped around with that I didn't because I have a conscience that I literally, when I found out that my relationship was like kind of a sham.
You're like, damn.
I was like, do you know what kind of dick I gave up for you, asshole?
That sucks.
It does suck.
That's okay. There'll be more. It'll come.
There's plenty of dick in the sea.
It'll come and
there is plenty of dick in the sea. There really is.
Plenty of dick in the sea.
We'll
oh,
find
no.
a dick for you, I guess.
This is one. Ooh, I want to know about this, too. Did you guys ever find out if Rob actually did kiss that girl?
I think he did. I just think when people don't just, like, say things.
When
like,
there's smoke, there's fire.
That exactly. Like, I have learned that if something is said, people are not just... No, I'm not saying it's always... There's always truth to everything because there's some, like, nut jobs out there that... totally just make things up. But like, who is Rob Valletta really? Mm-hmm. And who's this girl? Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think they kissed each other. By the way, Sheena in that relationship, girl.
What? Was like dedicated? Is that
oh,
what you mean?
Dedicated.
Oh, yeah.
And very thin during that relationship because she was so stressed out.
Yep.
Yeah.
That
Lisa
was,
made her eat.
That was tough. I saw. Yeah, she was very tiny. I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
well,
no,
she was stressed out about Rob kissing, and then she's like, "My boyfriend doesn't make out, not even with me." And I'm like,
"I was like, uh oh,
leave just that part out."
Oh,
I did see that.
Thank
like,
God
why
she
are you
has.
With him then?
Yeah,
run.
The man she does now.
Right.
Are you and James still close?
James and I would say yes, we're close. And our moms really hit it off at the premiere party. They had never met. Mm-hmm. And so James and I are going to plan like a mommy and son and daughter and Allie little lunch thing. Yes, we're still close. Here's the thing. This isn't like season 4, 5, 6 anymore. Like we all legitimately have to go out and figure out how to pay for these lifestyles that we are creating, mm-hmm. right? So he's constantly, he's never in LA.
Okay.
That guy DJs giant venues all the time. I'm so proud of him. Like thousands of people. The production on his DJ gigs now is like mind blowing.
Yeah.
He's really busy. I'm really busy. So we're as close as we could possibly be with where we're at in our lives. I don't see anybody the way that I would like to see them.
Yeah. That makes sense. Oh, this is a fun one that if you want to end on this, we can. What do you remember, if anything, what they cut out of the episode?
That I don't know.
Okay.
I can't.
You can't really remember.
I can't really remember what they may have cut out. Okay. What else is in that episode?
It was, so we start with the guys with the Reiki healer.
Yep.
And then
it's not about the pasta. Then the girls go.
Then it's the pride parade, which Stassi is doing styling for.
Yeah.
For all of you.
So that's in the same episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that where I performed at?
No. No. Unless I missed it. But no.
No. There was no performer.
Yeah.
No, but did I come in like a...
You were in the superhero.
No, you were in a super...
So that's a part they couldn't show. So I was in that because I performed that year at Gay Pride.
You did?
On that stage. The things that I used to do, you guys, could you imagine if someone was like, we'd love for you to perform at Pride, I would run away.
Really?
Are you crazy?
Did you perform with James?
No!
By yourself?
Myself. And danced.
To a track?
With backup.
Stop!
Yes!
Yeah. Is that anywhere on YouTube?
It has
I
to
think
be.
I have video on my phone.
I'm
what about the
dying
Hard Rock?
To see it.
Oh my God, I can't. Where I dumped champagne all over my head.
Beautiful moment.
No, Hard Rock, I had pulled my shit together. That was at Rehab. Huh.
Oh, that was Rehab.
Rehab is the name of a club, I think, right?
Yeah, that's where I dumped the champagne on my head then. The next time we went together, I didn't have as many drinks and I was in normal form.
Okay.
And then drank after.
Okay. Wild days.
Who even was I? It's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
You were always doing things like that, though.
We have time for one more.
Okay. This is a fun one. Was the staff always partying on Pride, drinking, etc., on shift? So while they were working.
Let me tell you something. There was nothing better than being employed by Sir back in the day.
Mm.
I was constantly drinking.
Mm-hmm.
We were wasted at Pride.
While working?
Oh, 100%.
How do you keep a word?
Are you crazy?
Straight.
The moment I clocked in, I went to the side bar in the pink room, and I would order my vodka soda.
Okay.
It would look like I was just drinking water, and I would get wasted.
So
everyone would.
Would they know? Did Lisa and Ken know?
They knew.
I'm sure that they were like...
You know.
I'm sure they knew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people knew. Okay?
Yeah. Did anyone ever get a talking to or in trouble for getting too wasted during work?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who got talked to the most?
I think that the boys got talked to a lot.
Of course.
And I think Stassi got pulled aside a few times. I really kept my shit together.
You did.
Yeah,
that's good.
I did.
Good.
And I also, like, most people would choose to drink the wine with the fruit in it. What's that drink called again?
Oh, wine.
It's
that's
not
holiday.
An Aperol Spritz or anything, is it?
No. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, it's like a very Spanish wine drink. Like,
yes.
It's wine with fruit. Yes.
Yes.
With the,
Oh my God, it's so good. My mouth is watering thinking about it. That's how good it was.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like fruit juice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would drink. And I was drinking vodka sodas that always looked like water. So no one, if I was acting different, it was like, can't prove it.
Blow.
Anyway, whoa, the throwback episode.
That was fun.
I really do miss the OGs. It's another level of chaotic. But we now know that the Valley does exist. I did get in trouble for outing that show a few months ago.
You did?
On my Amazon Live. Yes, but now they've dropped the teaser, The Valley, with Jackson Brittany, a couple other couples that you guys are not familiar with, but you'll get to know. Dodie will be back on your guys' screens. It's pretty wild. I can't wait.
This is very exciting.
As I've heard, it's crazy.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I know. You guys, thank you so much for listening to another bonerific episode of the Give Them All a Bonus podcast. Reminder, we have a bonus episode with the video that drops every single Monday. You are welcome. I hope that you get through the week. Mondays are not that fun, but we're going into it with you. All right. I love you guys. Bye.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.